The continuing SEPTA Silver Liner saga has now resulted in canceled train trips on regional rail. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
As federally required inspections continue on the 50-year-old Silver Liner trains, more are being removed from service, says SEPTA's Andrew Bush.
We're down about half of our fleet on regional rail, and this is due to the federally mandated inspections of our 50-year-old Silver Liner 4s.
For now, that means about two dozen daily trips have had to be canceled indefinitely, according to Bush.
So what we're going to do for the rest of this week is we don't expect it to get worse than this, but if we have to continue with these proactive cancellations, we're going to keep getting word out to customers ahead of time.
Bush adds commuters should monitor their favorite social media platform or SEPTA's website for the latest details. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is soliciting ideas for his third term, which starts in January. The DA says everyone from crime victims to witnesses to defendants should tell him what they want to see happen to the criminal justice system over the next 4 years.
And we will, closer to the inauguration, be announcing very publicly and very specifically the goals that we have, the landmarks we hope to hit in a third term. But make no mistake where it starts. It starts with more safety and more freedom.
Krasner says residents can email their ideas to justice@phila.gov. Well, it's chilly in our region, but nothing compared to Green Bay, Wisconsin, where the Eagles find themselves this evening. The Birds face the Packers on Monday Night Football, kickoff at 8:15. Temperatures should be in the mid-20s for much of that contest. Right now in Philadelphia, it's 44 degrees and cloudy. Feels like 37, going down to 32 tonight. Another chilly day on tap tomorrow with winds 20 to 30 miles per hour for your Tuesday. High 45, low 36.